Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to spend these next few minutes with me as we go into the Word, a message that I've been sharing, that they may be one. And we looked at God's Word, how unity is stressed and emphasized, especially in the New Testament. And the important thing is, as Jesus prayed in the Gospel of John, he prayed that they might be one, that the world would know that the Father had sent Jesus. And so what we want to do, and we began yesterday, is to look at why unity is so important. And there were three things I want to share with you. We started yesterday, and that is that unity among believers is a mark of maturity and perfection. And I want to share a passage out of Isaiah 11:13. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. So what we see here is that in the work of the Holy Spirit, conforming us to the image of Jesus, all differences are going to be forgotten. Isaiah talks about that clearly, between the enmity, if you will, between Judah and Israel, the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom as it existed. And so how can we apply this to our lives today? Well, personally, the contentions, the offenses, the things that kept us separate as Christians, you know, sometimes there's a breach, there's a church split, and then fellowship is completely broken. Well, the Spirit of God is going to move to heal those things that have, where we have been personally offended, things that relate to us personally, or in terms of, you know, our opinions, our thoughts. And the love of God is going to join us spiritually and in a supernatural way. Those old things that upset us in the past are not going to upset us. We will come together in love and forgiveness. However, having said that, let me be very clear that in terms of interpersonal relationships, differences will become a thing of the past. But in terms of spiritual truth, we must never compromise. When it comes to doctrine, when it comes to the basic beliefs of the gospel, there is never a moment in time that we have to compromise or should compromise. The Word is very clear in terms of the basics of salvation. Salvation is only in the name of Jesus. Jesus came to save sinners. He was born of a virgin. He died at Calvary. He was resurrected the third day. He ascended to heaven, and he lives to make intercession for the saints of God. There are certain things in terms of the basic beliefs that are outlined in the Word of God we can never compromise on. And so I hope you understand the distinction and the importance that there is never a time that we can compromise. And to be honest, beloved, I won't spend a lot of time on this, but I have seen tendencies in the body of Christ among Christians where there's an embracing in the name of love. People who name the name of Christ, but the doctrines are not scriptural. And beloved, there's only one mediator between God and man. Paul was very clear when he spoke in that first epistle of Timothy in that second chapter. He talks that about that God's intention is that all men would be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. But in that fifth verse, he is absolutely clear. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. It is through no other agency, no other church, no other individual. Only Jesus Christ. He alone is the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no compromise on that. Beloved, why do you think the world hates Christians? Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you, because he declared he was the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other way. And that drives the people, the mentality of the world crazy, because they're in their concept, in their experience of truth and reality, there's no such thing as an absolute. Oh no, it's all relative. It's all what feels good, what thinks good, to, you know, as long as we're not hurting anybody. Oh, come on. There, we have to understand, beloved, we have to be very, very clear what the scriptures say, and we must not compromise. There's a purity to the scripture. There's an absolute inerrancy, and we cannot compromise on that. And then, you know, there's another thrust in the one world movement, if you will, the church. You know, we need to join the great monotheistic religions together, Judaism and Christianity and Islam. They all believe in one God. Oh, beloved, the Jews miss the time of their visitation. Their Messiah has come. His name is Jesus. And beloved, just a word of caution and wisdom to you. There are those who would say, you know, we need to support, we need to help the Jews. Well, beloved, having had a personal friend who lived in Israel, had personal experience that we need to be very careful. The greatest persecutors of the messianic believers are the Orthodox Jews. So let's get that straight, that we have to pray for, that the Jews will come to the knowledge of the truth, and that will happen. It will, in the days yet to come, they will, all Israel shall be saved. Many of them are going to die in that process because of, as the end time events unfold, but they will be able to say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And as far as Islam, they believe in Jesus. They believe he's coming back, and he's going to declare that Islam is the true religion. Well, beloved, no, I'm sorry, you're not going to join together the three monotheistic face. There's only one way, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Praise God. But in terms of, as I shared that scripture in Isaiah 11:13, all differences in terms of interpersonal relationships will be forgotten, because we'll be caught up in the cause of Christ. Hallelujah. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. And then we see that all causes of separation are removed in Christ. In Galatians, the third chapter, verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Praise God. And so this refers not to just to Jews and Gentiles, as we look at a scripture found in the second chapter of Ephesians, starting at verse 11, he's talking about in times past Gentiles in the flesh, which were called the uncircumcision. In verse 14, he said, but now, let me read 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you were sometimes, were afar off, you are now made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, verse 14, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, between Jew and Gentile. Hallelujah. He is our peace. Praise God. And then eventually we know the Spirit of the Lord is going to draw all people who confess Jesus as their Savior, as their Lord. He's going to finally gather them into one fold. In John, the 10th chapter, verse 16, Jesus said, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold," he was speaking of the Jews, "them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Praise God. And another beautiful passage, praise God, found in Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, verse 8, "There will be harmony among leaders." Oh, beloved, only the Spirit of the Lord can cause that to occur. And that beautiful passage declares, "Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for hallelujah to the name of the Lord, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion." Hallelujah, praise God. And so we see that unity among believers is a mark of maturity and perfection. These are the scriptures I've shared. And then, while we don't have much time, let's begin looking at a second very, very important aspect of unity. It allows the manifestation of God's presence. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that's something to get really excited about. Praise God. But in the moments that remain, I want to invite you to write and share your prayer requests. This is a personal ministry, and I love hearing from new listeners to the broadcast. I love being able to pray and read the updates in terms of prayer, what's going on in the lives of my UCM family. It's a ministry that I love. I love to be able to pray and to minister the Word of God through whatever God gives me in the letters that I share back with those who write in. And if you are sending an email, that's convenient in these days. If you'd like a personal response, I invite you to share your mailing address, or just know that I will pray and confirm receipt of your email. I love you, and I pray for you every day. Only the Lord knows how deep that love is in my heart for all of you who listen, even my radio family. Some of you have never written. I still pray for you nonetheless. Praise God. And so, having said all that, I commend you to the Lord and to His mercy and goodness and love. And the announcer will share our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.